Spirit, you're on at Mornings with Pablo. Police Beats, where our local police from Karratha Station give us an update on community safety and policing around the city of Karratha. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we wanted to run through some of the stats in the last 7 days. What's occurred in Karratha?
Yeah, the last 7 days have been better than the previous week. We've had 6 reported burglaries. A few of those occurred during the day. We have processed 1 juvenile offender for one of those burglaries. The others, the crime prevention seems to be quite good because the person actually smashed their way into the house. So, but these burglaries are still occurring at various times, day and night. So the risk is always there.
Now, there's 2 incidents you sort of wanted to highlight as well from last Friday. Quite worrying what happened, and you know, the police were involved as well and were assaulted.
That's right. We had 2 incidents last Friday night. And on both occasions, there were groups of people in the street who'd been drinking and they were fighting and behaving in a disorderly manner. The first one we went to was out in Nickel, and that was at about 9:15 at night time. There were 8 to 12 people in the street, and the police, in trying to control that group and bring them under some reasonable behaviour, occasionally 2 police were assaulted in arresting those people, which was very disappointing. The level of intoxication was not satisfactory. 2 people have been charged, both with assaulting a public officer and disorderly behaviour, and one of them with obstructing police. And then later on the same night, we were in Bulgara, and there was a group of 20 to 30 people in the street. They were threatening police. They threw a bottle at one of our cars, and they continued to fight in complete disregard to what the police were trying to do to bring them under control. 3 people were pepper sprayed. We took care of those people and took them to their families to take care of them. The crowd eventually moved on, and those 3 people are going to be infringed for disorderly behaviour as well.
Now, there was a search on Tuesday that uncovered a quite unusual object and thing in the house.
That's right. As a part of our investigations into a fraud offence, we searched a flat in Bulgara. In one of the rooms, we found a Joey. And it was in there with no food, no water. We were very concerned about this Joey, who, when they're separated from their mothers, they need intensive care. We contacted the Department of Parks and Wildlife, and they managed to take it over to a carer, so it's been properly looked after now.
Good result there. Now, speaking about results, I'm sure people around the city of Karratha will have noticed the booze bus, speed cameras, and alcohol, the drug campaign has been going on for the last couple of weeks. What have the stats been like so far around
town? Yes, Pablo,
town?
The breath and drug testing bus arrived on the 12th of May, and up to 1600 hours on Monday, they had conducted 5,500 random breath tests on drivers in Karratha, Wickham, Dampier, and Roebourne. 6 positive results came from those tests, which was a reasonable result, quite a low percentage. Also, when they pull cars over for a random breath test, they have a good look at the drivers and see if they need to be drug tested as well. They conducted 203 roadside drug tests, and out of that, we had 11 positive results, mostly for methamphetamine.
Which is quite high.
It is quite high. It's an indication of the level of use in our society, and it's something that the police are focusing on as well. They also issued 40 speeding tickets and infringements for mobile phones and not wearing seatbelts. And that bus left yesterday for Port Hedland.
And speed camera, how's the results been for that?
That's right. A speed detection camera started operation on the 20th of May. And on that day, they found one driver doing 135 kilometres an hour in the 60 kilometre hour zone on DeWitt Road.
Wow.
Which is not good. That person will be charged with a Hoon offence, and they're likely to have their vehicle taken off them as well. The focus was on school zones, with the attention paid to the Dampier Road, and it's pleasing to see that only 0.43% of all vehicles going through the school zone were speeding. Quite a higher percentage on Dampier Road, people heading out to the Burrup.
Some great results there, and our local police alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside operate North West Shelf Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to work, live and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Pablo.